As you know, back in October, Mrs. McAleer reported to the board that we were, I believe it was 66 students down from the year before, and that adds up. It adds up to over almost $450,000. And so I tried to put together, with input from different folks, something that would resonate and get us to a balanced budget. So it's never easy to try to reduce money from a budget that doesn't have any excess. And in the last few years, we've done this quite often, and it's my hope that we can reverse this trend in the future. My goal has always been, first and foremost, what does the least harm in looking at students and student services, because that's why we're here. Well, keeping that in mind, Mrs. McAleer and I first looked at line item entries and if there was any possibility of a reduction, and to be quite honest, there isn't a whole lot that's there. At the same time, last October, after we knew about this, I met with my central office leaders and primary building administrators and asked them to come up with a reduction suggestions by level. So that means at the elementary level, middle school level, high school level, and district level. These suggestions then were submitted to me towards the end of November, and while determining the final recommended reductions, I pored over each one with possible ramifications that may occur when and if these cuts are done. Since winter break, I have placed a final proposal. I have put together a final proposal for the board. Again, this proposal is based solely on what I believe the reductions in the district can do that least affects programming and services for our students. None of the reductions that I'm suggesting were easy to do and have not come without much deliberation or consternation. In fact, it's really difficult when you look at the items on this list. At your seat, each of you was given a proposed list, and this is a draft list, obviously. Starting at the elementary level, the one thing that we would do is we would shift the funding of one K-2 teacher from the general fund to the Title I account. And obviously, I've talked with Mr. Jorgensen about this and Mrs. McAleer. This can be done as long as the district is not supplanting what is already being done. It is only possible to do with a very limited number of classrooms. We have done this before in select K-2 classrooms. By shifting this funding, it allows the district to maintain smaller class sizes at our K-2 and 3-5 levels without reducing a teacher. So at the elementary level, there is no teachers, no counselors that will be reduced with this plan. And at the middle school and the high school right now, there are no recommendations for anybody at those levels as far as teachers or counselors also to be reduced. At the middle and high school, reductions are possible in the athletic area. There are coaching reductions also at from middle school and high school sports, and it's important to point out that these are based on participant numbers. And so the one thing that I would say to you, as numbers dictate, so will the number of coaches. So if there are more student athletes that participate, then there will be more coaches that will as well. This is something that we just kind of really needed to do in order to make good fiscal sense. If you have a very small number of kids that are out, then it doesn't really make a lot of sense to have a lot of coaches. Is it nice to have? You bet it's nice to have. But it just is not something that we can do at this point. Personally, I was concerned with the number of middle school basketball coaches being eliminated, because right now we have two teams, both at 7th and in 8th grade. But I was told by the middle school administration and the athletic director that all of the MAC schools are seeing similar lack of numbers in basketball, and only North Scott and Clinton right now are fielding more than one team at the 7th and 8th grade level. So Pleasant Valley and Bettendorf, they're only fielding one team, so we would be the same as the other teams that we play. The other reduction to Clinton High School being recommended is the elimination of department heads. I think department heads have been in existence for probably more than 50 years. This reduction becomes possible because in 2015, the district was awarded a grant that reimburses teachers for their work as teacher leaders in their buildings. Teacher leaders at the high school now assume the responsibilities of department heads. The reduction of department heads allows the building to have one leadership team and does not duplicate responsibilities or leadership at the high school. The majority of the funding reductions that I am proposing will come from central office. First of all, there will be a 20% cut to the superintendent's budget. Next, with the passing of the PEPL last September, it becomes possible now to move money from the general fund to the PEPL, or from the PEPL fund to the general fund. In this case, it would be money that's allocated to internet technology. So my proposal to you is to move $110,000 that we utilize to purchase internet technology from the general fund and place that in the PEPL fund. The PEPL committee clearly stated at the time of the vote that money allocated from the PEPL fund could offset money now spent in the general fund. While it would be possible to move more money from this fund for this use, I would not advise it, since there are many facility and equipment needs that need to be met with this revenue stream of the PEPL. Since the opening of the new middle school, we have maintained custodial services overnight or during a third shift. The recommendation is to do away with third shift custodians at the middle school, since there are a few nighttime activities that go past 7 at night. This would result in a reduction of one custodian. In early December, there was a custodian that resigned from the middle school. At this point, that position has not been rehired. Another custodian also resigned in October. Since we knew about that we were going to have to make reductions at that point in time, we determined that we would not rehire that position as well. And that person, it came about because at that point in time, the district had a full-time mail delivery person in the district that did very part-time custodial services. Now, the mail delivery driver is now the full-time custodian of this building and still does mail delivery as well. Other custodian positions have been realigned to accommodate for those two custodial positions that were lost. And I'm not saying that that's easy, because it hasn't been easy, but we've been making a go of it. The last two items on the reduction list are much harder to present, since both individuals are very good at their positions. The first reduction is that of the print shop supervisor. It has been extremely convenient for our district to have its own print shop. However, only one of our area schools still maintains a print shop, that being North Scott. The ramifications of this reduction would be that all copies would need to be done on site at each building. In speaking with each of the building principals, they assured me that this will not be an issue for their schools. Is it the best case scenario? No, it's not, but it's something that can be done. Special printing, when needed, could be outsourced to local vendors or the AEA. The district has made a concerted effort to utilize less paper, and this would fall in line with this effort. All of the expertise with the district website will now fall under the Internet Technology Department. The next reduction is that of an accounts person in the business office. All of the staff in the business office have been cross-trained in accounting and payroll services. Since the majority of all of our accounts are done electronically, it is much more efficient and less time-consuming than it once was in the past. Building personnel have been trained in the management of accounts and how to best secure finances when money is transacted. If the board approves these reductions, the district will do what it can to help these people find different positions or help them in what endeavors come next for them. The important thing to remember is that reductions need to come from somewhere. It is vital for the district to operate on a fiscally sound, balanced budget. If you do not agree with these reductions, I will endeavor to find other positions to reduce, but you need to let me know, because it's not something that I can just do at the time of my head. I've been working on this for the last 5 months. The timeline for making reductions for the next month. Tomorrow I will publish these, and they will be sent to every staff member in our district, as well as to the media outlets. Reductions will be an open issue where the board can receive input from our community and staff over how these reductions affect the district, how they affect them, and other suggestions for other reductions. The 17-18 budget for the district will be discussed in detail at the Committee of the Whole meeting on February 27th, 2017. I would encourage the board to have conversations with each other and members of our community in making these important decisions for the district. And as I said before, this is the worst part of my job. I hate to do it. I wish I could have a magic wand and we could come up with money, but it's simply not possible. So I would ask that you give these serious considerations. You know, to me, if you have questions about them, either write them down, bring them to me at an open board meeting. That would probably be the best thing so that other people can hear your thoughts and ideas as well. All right? It's the best recommendations that I can make for you folks. And like I said, the best recommendation is not what I really want to do. But unfortunately, like I said, it's something that we have to do.